Time magazine, where there's a memo headed to Wilbur Mayo's confidential appraisal of the economy. The president's economists estimate the administrative budget will swell.
I'm trying to find out what that's all about.
I never heard of it.
Well, I don't know. I called Joe immediately when I saw it. I called Gardner, and because I've got to be prepared, got to know what he's got, what Wilbur has. Best I can get from both Joe and Gardner was what was at one time a draft of such a memorandum was prepared by Gardner and sent over, but was never delivered to Wilbur. So that and Wilbur has never taxed me with any knowledge of this sort. The only thing he's ever said to me was that he had a piece of paper that Walter Heller had given him one day. Involving an estimate by somebody from the University of Minnesota, which was non-governmental, and this wasn't satisfactory because it was just somebody on the outside making a guess. Now, I don't know what the basis for this Time article is, but that's the best information I've been able to get on it in this noon recess.
Well, the only thing I would say is just what you've always said before. As I told George Mahon, just say the president, as of today at noon, talked to both Mahon and the acting chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee and told them that he would give them information in a matter of a few days, just as soon as they give him bills, and urge them to rush them. And they told him they'd try to rush three or four of them this week. Now, they got to go to conference. He had Hill in this morning on health education. That's one of the big bills. Hill says he'll try to get it out and hopes he can get the bill to me sometime next week. Defense bill, they hope they can put it in the resolution, in the continuing resolution, where we have the amounts fixed. And when we get them, we'll look at them and see. Now, they all deny. For instance, the budget this morning says it may go as high as $8 billion. Authorization and appropriation. But nobody can tell us what poverty is going to be. Some of them in the Senate say it's going to be $1 billion over the budget. Some of them in the House say it's going to be $500 million under the budget. Now, that's $1.5 billion difference. And if they'll get us the bills, we'll give them the figures as quick as we can. Now, George Mahon says Laird's trying to force him to request me to get in the cuts so he can make the cuts. I told him we can't make cuts till we see what you put in. We can't amend a bill that hadn't been introduced until you give us a final bill. What we'll do is when we get that bill, we'll send it to each department and agency. And they'll call all of their top staff, and they'll all put it under a microscope, and they'll look at what effect this would have and what effect that'll have. And the old experienced men, been in the government 30 years, will see, well, now we may be able to hold this back without costing us more. Now, I tried to do that one time on Arkansas Dam, and then the Corps of Engineers came in and said, it's going to cost me more to cut $10 billion off this year than would if you went ahead and put it. Because you got contractors who have expenditures, and they'll have change orders, they'll come back to us for penalties and everything else. So we'll just have to look at those things very carefully, and that's what
that's the line we took. The other thing I've got to tell you quickly, and I've got to get back up there because they start again at 2. This morning he called Martin and asked Martin if he'd send one of his fellows over to give him a kind of a prognosis. And a fellow named Dan Brill, who's the director of research, Federal Reserve Board, is coming in at 2. And I'm going back over there and sit in. None of the rest of the people are being permitted to sit in but Charlie Schultz and me. I want to hear what... You know, I want to know what Brill says.
Well, what does Bill know about it?
I damn fine know, but this is something Wilbur did, and we found out about it during the course of the morning session when he told us at the end, and he told us at the end of the session, made an announcement to the committee that he was having Mr. Brill come over to talk about
it. You ask Martin what he's going to tell him?
What's that? Martin's coming into my office right now.
Okay, for God's sakes, ask him what the hell he's telling.
Yeah.
You don't know what Martin's going to let him tell him then, huh?
No.
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
All right, sir.